Hello everyone, it is Wednesday, January 29th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, first, the CareNotKill.ca campaign launches today. Second, a guest interview with Jojo Ruba about the conversion therapy bans in Alberta. So let's get right into it. Last week on Quick Updates, we spent the episode talking about the changes that were coming to Canada this year on the issue of assisted suicide and euthanasia. We reviewed some of the talking points, called on leadership candidates to engage in the discussion, and talked about the hospice in BC that's standing its ground on this issue. You can still check that video out at our YouTube channel right here. Now this week, we're very excited to announce that ARPA Canada is taking a big step into the public discussion on this issue. We've launched a brand new campaign website at carenotkill.ca. You, our quick update viewers, are some of the very first to have access to this website. Check it out, take a look around, and tell us what you think in the comments below or by emailing info@arpacanada.ca. Now, Care Not Kill is a website that aims to engage with the Canadian public by forcing them to answer questions that the media and politicians are not asking. When our society so proudly proclaims euthanasia as a societal good, we're stepping in and saying, hold on a second. It engages with questions like, are some people more valuable than others? Should we ever discourage suicide? And assisted suicide encourages neglect. But this website isn't just about information. It's about getting you, our viewers, and all Canadians to challenge the status quo and to call on our government officials to stand against the slippery slope of assisted suicide in Canada. There's four things you can do. Send an easy mail, send a letter to your local newspaper using our new easy letter tool, set up a meeting with your MP, but even more importantly, we've created a series of materials to coincide with this campaign. We've got mailbox flyers that you can order as many as you like. Get a group together and find a neighborhood and distribute them in. We want to get Canadians talking about the real issues. We also have postcards for MPs that you and your friends can fill out and send back to the House of Commons here behind me free of charge. And we have telephone and bulletin board posters. You can put them up in your hockey rink, in a post office, or hang them up on stop signs and telephone posts in town. All of these materials are totally free. Go to carenotkill.ca now to order. Carenotkill.ca will be a big part of 2020 for ARPA Canada. Will you join us? Next up, Ed joins us with a special guest this week in Alberta.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, it seems like one city council after another in Alberta is passing conversion therapy bans, and to be clear, this is going to have a very big impact on Christian churches and Christian leaders. So here to talk to us about it is the Executive Director of Faith Beyond Belief, Mr. Jojo Ruba. And you can check more about Faith Beyond Belief on their website, www.faithbeyondbelief.ca. Jojo, welcome to ARPA's Quick Updates. And can you talk to us about the impact that these conversion therapy bans are going to have on Christian leaders and Christian churches?
Well, thanks. I'm really glad to be here. I've actually been at City Council, both at Fort McMurray and in Edmonton. They're also looking to pass one here in Calgary. So now it's very much a home issue for us as well. But the problem is, as your website has said, as you guys have talked about, conversion therapy is broadly defined. They equivocate terrible practices like electroshock therapy or coercion with simply praying for someone who's asked to pray because of their same-sex attraction or their transgender struggles. So they're equivocating these two ideas and ends up persecuting or prosecuting a belief system that Christians, Jews, Muslims have that sex should be safe for husband and wife in marriage, and saying you're not allowed to practice or believe that. Or if you're a Christian who has these attractions, you must identify as gay or transgender. You can't choose to be celibate. And the worst part of it is places like Fort Mac, their bylaw actually may apply even to conversations between parents and their kids. And in Edmonton, the bylaw there actually is supposed to only be for businesses, but they've defined businesses to include nonprofit charities and organizations, which can include churches.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And we will be praying for you, and we'll work alongside you. And just so our folks know that there's going to be a program on W5 on conversion therapy, and Jojo will be on there. So be sure to watch that this Saturday. Thanks so much, and God bless.
Thanks so much, Ed. This ban will obviously be passing between now and March, so the time to act is now. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe. Are you somebody who prefers podcast format? Well, ARPA's Quick Updates is available wherever you listen to podcasts as well. We'll see you next time.